Welcome to Dafyom Yerushalmi. You're holding in Peo Dafyud, the Noiz Vahadar edition. Perek Aleph, towards the end of Aloha Aleph, we're starting Daf Tesam with Beis, four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara Tamon Tanino, and it says there in the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, Elu She'en Lem Chelek L'Olam Abo. These are the people who do not ever Olam Abo. Oyimein Tchias HaMesim, someone who denies Tchias HaMesim. Ve'in Toyer Min HaShemayim. He says the Torah does not cover Shemayim, Ve'api Koyrus, which refers to somebody who's Mevazet Tamin HaChomim. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, if a koyre b'soyim chitzoinim, he's reading the outside books, v'aloyichesh al amako, whispering on amako, v'oimer, kol amacholo shesadim b'mitzrayim lo asim alecho, ki ani Hashem refecho. And the Gemara Sanhedrin says, he's talking that he's spitting, and it looks like he's spitting on the name of Hashem. So the Gemara says in the Afyudim with Aleph, avashol oimer, af ha'oiges Hashem b'oisi Yosef, someone who pronounces the name of Hashem by saying the actual letters. So the Gemara Sifu Aleihem, they added to it, Haporek Oil, Vahamefer Bris, Vahamegole Ponim Batoyu. All these, Ein Lem Chelek L'Olam Habo. Three Averis, these are the three Averis that mentioned in the previous daf in the end. So the Gemara now goes to explain what are they. Haporek Oil is a Shoyme Yeshtoiro, Ve'eni Soivlo. There's Toiro, but I can't take it. Or Eini Soivlo, I don't makshiv it, the Mefarshim bring this here. So, meaning he mistreats the Toiro. Hamefer Bris, what is that? Zeshu Moishech L'Orlo. He pulls his Orlo up. Hamekale Ponim B'Toyro, Zeshu Oime Eloi Nisna Toyro Min HaShemayim. He comes against the Toyro, says the Toyro didn't come from Shemayim. Says the more of a Eloi Kvarnit Tanino Oimer in Toyro Min HaShemayim. There is in the list someone who denies Toyro Min HaShemayim. Says the more Tanyo Rav Hananyo Antonio Kamir Mono. Zeshu Oive El Dibre Toyro B'Faresio. Someone who violates the Toyro. Transgress and does a virus, but he does it in public. Like Yoyakim is the example of such a person. Says the more Rubois Chuyois Yoyresh Ganadin. Someone whose majority of Schus, if you go back to the Cheshbonis of the previous daf, he gets Ganadin. Ruba virus, Yoyresh Ganem. Majority of a virus, he gets Ganem. Hayam, you want to see half and half. Oma Yisei Rechanino Noise Avoinus and Ktivkan Ela Noise Ovon. It says about Cheshbonu that he carries an Ovon. Simple understanding is, he carries the Averis, it doesn't punish somebody right away. But there's a drash over here, because it says, Nosa Oven, singular form. He carries one Averis. What does it mean, I'm carrying one Averis? He takes away one of the Averis, so then this person has more schus than the Averis, and it's still to schus. Usually, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to somebody what he has, what he deserves. But if he doesn't, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him a schus, gives him more, something he does not have, and that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu tilts the scale to schus. As Rav Chaim points out, this mandarma holds differently than the first mandarma. Not that he takes away an aveiro, he actually adds a mitzvah. And that's what the Gemara says. He dieted the ablazer. This goes like a blazer. The blazer omar v'rav chesed mate klapi chesed. He tilts the scale towards chesed. Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyahu Omar, Shmuel bar Yitzchak boy. Shmuel Yitzchak had a problem. He brings now several psukim that they all say that someone who does good, so will be pushed to do good. Someone who does bad, will be pushed to do bad. It says in one pasuk, Tzdoko titzor tom derech, for Rishah tesalev chatas. So Tzdoko is keeping the tom, and the Rishah, the chatas, pushes him. Chatoim tir doif ro, ve tzadiki mishalim toiv, the chatoim go after people who do bad. Tzadikim gets good. Im la leitzi muyolit. Someone who's a leitzi, Kadosh Baruch Hu does litzoros to him. Ula anovim, mitin chen. Someone who's an anov, gets chen. Reglei chasid dovi shmor. Kadosh Baruch Hu is guarding the legs of the chasidim. Urishoyim b'choyshech yidmu. Another pasuk. Kovoid chachovim incholu. Uksilim mirim koloin. The chachovim get covered, the ksilim get embarrassment. Says the Gemara. Vesigin seyagei. Vetarin teriyo. Are we closing the closed place and opening the open place? Meaning, what's the pshat that we're helping the tzaddik and we're helping the rasha? Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyahu b'Shem Shmuel bar Yitzchok, Shoyimet Odom is Atzav Ne'avir Pam Arishoyin or Shnei V'Shlishis. The person stands the challenge of not falling in Ne'avir once, twice, three times. Mikan Ve'elach Kadosh Baruch Hu Mishamer. From here on, he gets special Siyata Dishmaya. Matam and Kol Eli Yifol Kel Pamayim Shaloishim Gover. Two or three times a person is challenging himself, then he has Siyata Dishmaya. Only if he doesn't come and change his mind, amazed to do otherwise. Matan v'chuta mishol shulosh. You have three mitzvahs. Loy lo oyla minotek enktiv kadens. It will never be separated. Ela loy b'meheri one inosek. It will not be disconnected quickly, but it could be disconnected. In matrakas aloy mifseku. If you will bother me, if you will try your best to do an aveiro, this will be disconnected. So meaning the Gemara is saying a person who does a mitzvah gereres mitzvah. A person does an aveiro, aveiro gereres aveiro. So the Gemara says a person, well, if there's a special protection for someone who does mitzvahs and the opposite for a rasha, says the Gemara, yes. Because the more mitzvah a person does, so the more Kishbol helps them to do that way. And the more various a person does, so kivyochol is the opposite to the other direction. Says the Gemara of Chune b'shem Ravoa, Kishbol hu ein lefon av shechecho. Kishbol doesn't forget. Habishul Yisrael nase shechechon. For Am Yisrael, he does forget. Matam, what's the source? Noise avoin, nasa aksiv. It's loshen shechecho. He forgot the avoin. V'chen David o'imer, nasa sa avoin amecho, kisisa kol chatosam selo. You forgot the aveiro, you covered the chait, Kishbol kivyochol uses the shechecho to take away the chatoim of Am Yisrael. We're holding on Yudam with base, halacha base, zok to Mishnah. Ein poichatim lepeyo mishishim. The payo that a person leaves in the edge of his field for anim, for poor, should be one of a 60th of the field. Ava pishomer and lepeyo shir, even though we learned in the first Mishnah that there's no shir, that's midiraisa. Midirabanon, there is a shir. Hakol lefi goydel asode, depends on the size of the field. That means if a person has a very large sode, he will give a little bit more payo. For lefi anim, if there's more poor people, as the one's going to explain, he gives a little bit more. Ulefi anova. Anova, there's a few explanations over here. The Mara Puldo says anova means anova with a base. Anova means the size of the fruits. Is the fruits fatter or skinnier, the better the fruits, less you give. If it's less quality fruits, you have to give more. The Reb Chaim says over here, anova, loshen anova, means depends on the Balabais, what anova is, how much of a tzaddik is. The bigger tzaddik, you'll give more. Says the Gemara, you don't tell the poor man, bring camels and fill it up. No, you don't give him too much. That's only if the amount you're giving is more than echad mishishim. But if it is the shir, then you can tell him bring camels and carry. Meaning, we're not trying to give the anim so much to make them rich. But there is a shir that you have to give. And if that field, this field is so big, and the echad mishishim gives the oni so much, it's fine, then the oni should take a lot. If you have a big field and you have few poor people, you go to Chumra to give based on the field. You have a small field, a lot of poor people, then you have to give based on the anim. The more anim, the more you give, even though the field is small, even though it's more than Echad B'Shishim. Rav Shimon does shnei dvarim lekalu shabahabai. Shimon does it for kulo. Sadeu mirubo v'anim mimuotim, a big field and few anim, noisin lefi anim. Then you get based anim, meaning less. Sadeu mu'oto v'anim mirubim, if the sade is small and anim or a lot, noisin lefi sadeu. Based on this field you do it, not based on anim. Sadeu mastis aloyim roken armish is not like that. Elakor lefi goydel asode, lefi anim, lefi anova. So many of the first you explain, because it says goydel asode, based on the size. The bigger it is, the more you have to give. Mash, we're coming to be machmir, not to be mekel. So our Mishnah holds the chumra, you have to give a bigger payo based on the conditions. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi payo daf yod.